Support for the production of the Evening News comes from Bay Realty. Bay Realty, celebrating 50 years of listing and selling homes, lots, acreage, multifamily, commercial properties, and property management in the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Learn more and view current listings at bayrealtyalaska.com or by calling 907-235-6183. Bay Realty, since 1974.
It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024, and it's time for KBBI's Evening News. I'm Jamie Deep. Three Homer High School seniors qualified as National Merit Scholarship finalists this year after taking their PSAT, a common standardized test for students thinking of going to college, and completing a demanding application. That's an honor bestowed to just over 15,000 top scorers out of over a million test takers, or about 1% of students. I have more on what this means for the students as they prepare for graduation. Standardized tests are nothing new to students across Alaska, as the state uses them to measure a student's academic progress. But getting three finalists for the National Merit Scholarship in 1 year from a school the size of Homer High is uncommon. This is just the fourth time this has happened at the school since 2000. In addition to qualifying to compete for National Merit Scholarships, being a finalist also opens doors up for scholarships at numerous colleges and universities. Homer High School senior Spencer Coe was one of the finalists. He says the overall curriculum at HHS helped set him up for success.
The classes at Homer High School and all of those have definitely been like directly preparation for this kind of thing. It doesn't go much further than like what we would need to know in some of our classes, especially since we've like taken upper level math classes.
Coe became a finalist last month alongside his peers Blaze Banks and Lucas Story. Coe and Story will attend Massachusetts Institute of Technology this fall. Banks is waiting to hear back from Stanford, but has already received a full ride scholarship to Washington State University because of his finalist status.
I didn't really expect to get anything out of it, and getting full tuition out of it seems honestly kind of ridiculous, but I'll take it.
All three students currently plan on studying engineering or computer science in college. Story says being able to take advanced courses like physics prepared them well for applying to schools.
We have a really great physics teacher, great physics class, and he's also teaching computer science, which I think was instrumental in getting Spencer and I accepted into MIT, because having a background in computer science is becoming increasingly important. Especially for engineering.
On top of classes, though, each student in their graduating class needs to complete 30 hours of community service as part of their school requirements. Banks and Story volunteered with youth sports programs to fill their requirements. Story says coaching for soccer and basketball was fun and rewarding.
Growing up, coming through these programs, you have high schoolers coming down and helping you, and there are always people that you can look up to, and so it's cool to be able to go down and be the person that those kids are looking up to now.
Instead of focusing on one or two programs, Coe completed his hours through a variety of volunteer opportunities. He also took advantage of all the extracurriculars the school offered, from being the student council president to competing with the school's speech and debate team.
Homer High School, aside from just like sports and the community service, also has a lot of really great like clubs and activities, which I know I've definitely involved myself in.
Homer High School's class of 2024 will graduate this May. In Homer, I'm Jamie Deep. The remaining tiger at the Alaska Zoo died last week, according to an announcement from zoo officials. The tiger, named Cunnily, died a year after his brother Coral. Both tigers were 19 when they died due to complications with old age. Cunnily was an endangered Ummer tiger, better known as a Siberian tiger. Sam Levin is a curator at the Alaska Zoo in Anchorage. She spent a lot of time with both tigers and said the staff called them the boys. She says 19 years is extremely old for the species.
He had some kidney issues and just typical old cat things. So it wasn't anything that we weren't treating him for, or, you know, something completely unseen.
Levin credits their long lifespan to genetics. The tigers came to Alaska as part of an endangered species breeding program within zoos, known as a Species Survival Plan, or SSP. Levin says tigers are solitary animals, and it's unusual to see two tigers living together unless they're siblings. Because the brothers spent their entire lives together, she says they were best friends.
They definitely had a sibling relationship where, you know, Cunnily would be trying to do something and Coral would jump on top of him. Or, you know, it was like you would see cats playing at your house. Like, cats are the same, big and small.
Levin says the zoo is working to bring another tiger to the Alaska Zoo. Tomorrow night is the opening night of Guys and Dolls, put on by the Homer High School Concert Choir. KBBI's Simon Lopez has more.
Guys and Dolls is a musical fable set in the 1950s, following characters on and under the streets of New York City. The show boasts not only a cast made up of the Homer High School's concert choir, but also a sizable pit orchestra. Kyle Schneider is the director and the choir teacher at Homer High School. He says this production offers a unique chance to showcase local talent.
So this gives us the opportunity to extend an artist pool to not just the people that we know do this for a living or may have done it for a living, but also the people who, yeah, I haven't played since college or I haven't played since high school, but I really truly do still enjoy playing.
In addition to the pit orchestra, the production welcomed outside assistance from the community. Schneider says people have come in to help build and paint set pieces along with providing costumes for the cast. The show's stage director, Jennifer Norton, is the executive director of Pier One Theater, a collaboration Schneider is grateful for.
She's able to get her foot back in with those students and help propagate that lifelong concept of learning when it comes through the schools and then into community theater.
Following years of tradition, the play title was announced to the choir students at the end of their first semester. As the next semester began, so too did the audition process. Schneider says the process gives students a glimpse into real-world applications.
Students go through the actual process of learning how to fill out audition forms and preparing a general audition. And then if they want to go beyond that general audition, they are then expected to do a reading audition for a speaking role, or they're expected to do a prepared solo audition.
Schneider emphasizes how the fable effectively constructs a narrative and develops characters, allowing the audience to witness their progression throughout the performance. He says one of the goals is to explore stereotypes from Damon Runyon's book, Runyon Land.
It's all about helping others learn that growth is nonlinear, that growth can be over time, that growth can exist in short snippets and then stagnate and then short snippets, or it can all happen just at one time.
Homer High School's Guys and Dolls opens Friday, March 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Mariner Theater, with more shows on Saturday. Tickets are available at the Homer Bookstore. You can find more information on the Homer High School Choir Program's Facebook page. In Homer, I'm Simon Lopez.
That's it for tonight's news. You're tuned in to KBBI AM 890 Homer and on translator K201AO 88.1 FM Seward and online at kbbi.org. Thank you for listening and have a good evening.